We were discussing in the Avat Chesed, we were discussing the importance of overcoming the trait of being stingy. Chazal ginut amida ra zot ad meod. Chazal were very severe in their degrading this trait, the person being too stingy. Vamor, sages said, kol ha'nehne mitzach ein over belav. Whoever derives benefit from someone who's stingy, who doesn't really want to give you anything, he's in transgression of a prohibition, as the verse says, "Al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin v'al titav lemata motav." Don't eat the bread of a stingy person. Don't desire his sweets. Echol u'shtei yomar lach. He tells you, eat, drink. V'libo balimach. But his heart isn't with you. He doesn't really want you to eat and drink. U'v'derech klal ish tzarayin u'borech memidat rachamim legamre. And usually a person who is stingy ends up running away completely from the trait of mercy. He invests his strength just to gather wealth for himself. You'll find he doesn't want to lend anyone his vessels, his utensils. And certainly he ain't about to lend someone else's money unless he thinks he'll gain from it. And sometimes, because a guy has such great desire for money and he's so stingy, lo yakpid klal batova haba'a lo al yedei alvan ma'otav. Sometimes, even though he could gain a lot from giving a loan, that has no weight in his eyes. Afidum yesh b'zei isur ribit. Even if there's a prohibition of taking ribis, you know, when you give a loan, we learned the laws earlier, you're not allowed to take interest from a Jew. So a person whose whole focus is how do I have more and more and I want and I should have. Alish kaza amara katuv, about a person like that, the verse says, nivhal lahon ish ra'ayin. A person who has a bad eye is quick to try and make money any way he can. Velo yeda ki cheser yevuenu. And he doesn't know that ultimately that will cause him to lose. Ve'ita b'tanchuma resh parshat behar. The Medrash Tanchuma says in the beginning of Parshas Behar, this verse, nivhal lahon, a person who rushes to make money, is amalve motav beribit. Someone who gives a loan with interest. Shu nivhal ashir, he's trying to get rich quick. Umeirani tina bin chasav, and Hashem promises he will curse his assets. As the verse says, he doesn't realize, but chesel yevoeno is really losing his assets in doing that. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.